Next item on the agenda is Deep Creek Landing Marina 08-1866. Ms. Gallup.
Deep Creek Landing Marina is requesting authorization to remove two existing fixed piers and replace them with an 8-foot wide by 111-foot long floating pier with a 10-foot by 20-foot platform, 4-foot wide by 15-foot ramp, 8-foot by 50-foot T-head platform, four 4-foot wide finger piers, which will include 9 boat slips, and a second 8-foot wide by 136-foot long floating pier with a 10-foot by 15-foot platform, 4-foot by 15-foot ramp, 8 by 50 T-head platform, and 5 4-foot wide finger piers, which will include 10 boat slips, and install a new 8-foot by 45-foot floating platform with a 3-foot by 15-foot ramp at their fuel dock at their property situated at 200 Old Marina Lane along Deep Creek in Newport News. The marina has asked for commission consideration of a reduced royalty assessment for the increase in square footage due to the replacement of their existing fixed piers. This property is located on Deep Creek in the Harborview Estates neighborhood of Newport News. The section of shoreline is primarily residential. There are condos up here. The applicant is proposing to replace two of their existing fixed piers, this one and this one, with floating piers, and to add a floating pier right here at their fuel dock. The new floating piers will not be in the same location as the existing fixed piers. This is what currently exists, and they would like to replace it with this. And the new floating dock will just be parallel to the fixed pier, their fuel pier. The bold outline approach was used to determine the royalty amount recommended for the private use of the public bottoms being encumbered. Based on that, staff is recommending a royalty of $1,597.50 at a rate of $1 per square foot for the proposed floating pier at the fuel dock, which includes the area that will be occupied by boats moored at the pier while fueling. Staff is also recommending a royalty of $19,895 at a rate of $1 per square foot for the bold outline of the proposed floating dock replacement. These rates are in keeping with the rent and royalty schedule that became effective December 1, 2005. On November 14th, staff received an email from the applicant requesting to be placed on the December Commission agenda to ask for consideration of reduced royalty fees for their project. Based on conversations with staff, the applicant feels that a royalty fee, this is a typo, it should read $21,492.50 as opposed to $24,000, is too high given that they are replacing existing structures. They understand why a royalty is assessed, but feel they should be subject to a lower rate because they are improving the waterfront and replacing existing structures. Staff has been able to find 3 permits for the subject property. The oldest is from 1992. Neither staff nor the applicant have been able to determine that any royalties were ever paid. In addition, the proposed replacement floating piers are not being put back in the same design or footprint as the existing fixed piers, so we can't consider this maintenance and repair. I'll just briefly go over 2 examples of other situations where marinas have asked for reduced royalty. One was the pier condominium in Norfolk along the Elizabeth River. They were putting back part of what they already had, adding some additional. We credited them for the part they were replacing. They had previously paid a royalty on it and then assessed them for the bold outline of the new section. That doesn't apply here, however, because they're not replaced. They never paid any royalties for what they already have. In addition, at the July 25th, 2006 commission meeting, the Warwick Yacht and Country Club asked to be exempt from a royalty when they were replacing their existing finger piers and putting in boat lifts. And the commission agreed that applicants should be exempt from royalty fees when only cradle and rail boat lifts were to be installed in pre-existing slips. Again, this situation doesn't apply here, but it's just another example of when a marina asked for royalty fees to be waived. In the current economic climate, staff understands that a royalty payment is an added expense. Unfortunately, we do not see how one marina can be offered a reduced royalty fee without setting precedent for other marinas in Virginia to request similar relief. In addition, the royalty assessment in this case does not appear to be excessive. Coincidentally, while the existing fixed piers do not appear to be deteriorating, staff has been advised by the applicant that a floating pier design would make it easier for their customers to access their boats. Just a few ground shots of what it currently looks like. These are their existing fixed piers. This last section will vary a little bit from what's in your packet. As a result, staff recommends the commission assess a royalty in the amount of $21,492.50 for the encroachment over 21,492.5 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot for the replacement of the two fixed piers with floating piers and the addition of the floating pier at the fuel dock. The application is pending Health Department approval. However, the issue before the commission is only the royalty assessment, as staff is in favor of the project overall, and the permit will not be issued until the applicant receives Health Department approval. Can I answer any questions?
Questions, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Elizabeth, one question on the Warwick case that you referenced, the Warwick Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple things that happened there, and one was the installation of boat lifts
right.
in the existing slips. The mm-hmm. other, as I recall, was I think there were replacements made of finger piers?
In place, previously permitted.
Okay.
Yes.
But those finger piers, in that case, we didn't require, we did not require a payment on the finger piers, but they were basically going back in the same footprint.
Right.
But they didn't have a record, Mr. Chairman, of having paid a royalty on those finger piers, correct?
I do not believe so.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions of Elizabeth? Mr. Schick?
This facility is a marine yard, isn't it, also?
Yes, they do work on boats.
Then why aren't they exempt from royalties? Am I mistaken?
Correct. They're not exempt. We'll have the code. There's three exemptions. We discussed with them, and they do not qualify for either of the three.
Oh, okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Elizabeth. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes.
You come forward, sir. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
I am Randy Abbott, native of Newport News for 56 years, and am owner of this marina. I purchased this marina approximately 10 years ago, and when I did, it was a dump. And I bought it for one reason. It's one reason we're all in this room, I can tell you, is we got a lot of similarities here. We love the water. I was born and raised on the river, and I love the water. And most importantly, it's so important to take care of your waterfront. Probably a lot of y'all aren't familiar with this piece of property and how old it is and how far it goes back, but Percy Keffer built this over 50 years ago. When I purchased it, there was no riprap. The bulkheads were completely shot. The building was halfway condemned. It was on septic tank, and it had a lot wrong. And I've been boating all my life, up and down the bay and up and down the ocean. And I always felt that if you improved and put a nice facility in, you could fill a marina up and put a nice piece of property in place in Newport News. And that's what I've done. I have, as Elizabeth said, and she's been wonderful to work with, I have permitted out three different times. I have put in almost 300 feet of riprap. I've replaced my bulkhead. I've replaced a lot of the older slips that were thin 50 years ago. The boats wouldn't fit in them. I went in with the boat lifts. I have put in showers, bathroom facilities, and I've also have spent money I didn't have to spend. And I've helped the state out, and that's the only reason I'm asking you. I'm here today is to, in these economic times, it hasn't been easy. But I can't stop business because of that. I have people that I'm committed to, I work with, and I feel loyalty to them. I'm going to move on. whatever your decision is, and I respect that. But, you know, I put a pump-out facility in. I did not have to put a pump-out facility in. Several years ago when the climate was good, I spent almost $20,000 to put a pump-out facility in. There was something that came up with the health department today, and I'm not sure why. I have got copies of the last 5 years from the Department of Health where they've come down to my marina, inspected my bathrooms, my showers, my pump-out facility, and they rate me as excellent condition, extremely clean. And I've got those here for the commission. And that's my only request, is if there's any way y'all can consider any type of reduction, I need it. These piers here, they're 8 foot wide. They're going to be 8 foot wide when they're down on the water. Only thing we're doing here, if you look at this, is we're going to move them a little bit further open. That's it. We're not taking up any more space here on the bottom of the water. We're just going to widen it up a little bit in the railway area, because back then they used to give you so much space to pull your boats in, and we're just trying to make it more comfortable for our people when they come in to haul the boats. We've got less than 30 feet in there. We're just trying to pick up a few more feet.
Well, if I can stop you, where's Elizabeth?
Thanks.
Can you put the before and after shot up there again for me, please, Mr. Abbott? Not to interrupt your flow. Continue. I just wanted that for...
And you know, I played by the book, and I showed that, and I'm not taking up any more square footage here. I'm actually losing two slips because I'm riprapping. That my permit has gone in place where I put another section in there, riprap, with complete all my property line, and it just establishes a lot of vegetation growth. It looks good. It makes it beautifies the marina. And I'm sacrificing two slips over it. And yet it's going to cost me a lot of money here just moving those slips approximately 5 feet each way. That's all I'm doing, separate them, not creating more space here, just widening a little bit.
Questions of Mr. Abbott? Mr. Abbott, when you bought the property, did you know that there was any royalties owed, or anybody had paid royalties or not paid royalties, or what the royalty situation was?
Actually, I didn't. And the property was purchased by myself and probably 15 other people 25 years ago. And then I purchased it from my partners 8 years ago. So I don't know.
You purchased it twice?
Twice.
Did the question of royalties ever come up at either one of the transactions?
No, sir. And that's it.
Do you remember what year that you did purchase this property specifically?
It would have been in 1997.
Okay. Well, one thing that he's certain of, I don't know what it was in 97, but in 88 it was a dump. quite honestly, because my father kept his 30-foot Sea Ray there for a couple of years, and I had the benefit of making sure I didn't fall through the cracks of the pilings and using the wonderful, thank God the boat had amenities on it, because the others were a little tough. But anyway, how much did the pump-out station cost?
Pump out station was $20,000 when I bought it from my partners. And if you've ever been in a partnership with over 15 people, you can't agree on things.
Yeah.
And one thing we agreed on, nobody wanted to put money in the place. And we had a 90-slip marina when we bought it. It was about 90% occupied. When I bought it, it was 20% occupied, and 90% of people had left because their wives wouldn't go into the bathrooms anymore.
Well, I believe it. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Schick.
Did you apply for the pump-out grant with that, or did you just...
Yes, I got some pump-out grant on that. I did.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I actually have a question for staff, if I may, at this point. Elizabeth... I'm trying to reflect back on, again, on the Warwick Yacht Club case, which was not very far away from this physically. And in that case, we did exempt those things that went back in the same footprint. this is not perhaps in the identical footprint, but quite similar. And I mean, can you comment on some of the are there differences in the new drawing and the old drawing in terms of total footprint?
Fuel dock definitely is correct.
Oh, the fuel dock is additive, right?
The square footage overall is not that much different. It's slightly larger in the new configuration, but I mean, you're not talking hundreds of square feet larger.
Okay, so
it's just they're just spreading it apart. I mean, you can see here, you know, this is building some platforms down here, but I mean, in general, it's very similar, but it's not going back in the exact same configuration, which is kind of how we've always looked at things to be maintenance and repair.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments, Mr. Hall?
I've got one question. What's the square feet of the new portion that you're doing? In other words, you're doing repair and changing roughly in the same footprint, but what is the
new,
square feet of the new?
I think, yeah, you were out of the room, I think, when she gave that. It's like 1,500 something.
19,895 square feet.
The additional?
No, I think... The
additional.
The additional. Let's get back.
15 and change.
Yeah. That's 16.
Are you asking for the difference between the old and the new square footage?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The square footage in the new, 19,895, and I'm going to do a little math, 1 second. Sorry, this is too much. Too much for me to do in my head. The old one, okay, I'm sorry, they are reducing it. The old one is 20,068 square feet.
20,068?
Mm-hmm. And the new one is 19,895 square feet.
So they're actually reducing
it. They are reducing it a bit.
Mr. Schick?
I guess I need clarification, a little education on why this isn't coming under the marine repair section of the exemption.
I don't have the actual is sales and service.
Yeah, and this
and
is
we,
service.
And
yeah.
We've taken the position that, well, it's service like someone who puts a for sale sign and puts a boat up on the lot and says, I'm selling. It's not the primary purpose behind the business. It's primarily a marina. And what they did not exempt was marinas.
Right.
Per se.
But the travel lift is, I mean, you don't have to have sales and service. It's either or, isn't it?
Well, but then you get into when the General Assembly was doing the exemption, and it was in conjunction with the resumption of the royalties, you get into the position is 51% of your income derived from servicing or sales or, I mean, it, or
I
or can
to,
you
yeah.
can you sell a boat and claim an exemption? And we've taken the position that, and we did when Mr. Abbott was in, you know, they primarily were a service facility, like Blue Water, the one that you saw. They clearly would be exempt. If you're primarily a marina, mm-hmm. That might replace an impeller if someone outboard goes out, or you might do minimal things. You know, are you really within the intent of the code, a facility that services and repairs? And we didn't think that was the case.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thanks. One more for Elizabeth, if I may. You just gave the calculations for the, I guess it was a net decrease in square footage. Did that include the new fuel dock area, or is the...
No, the fuel dock...
That's additive, right?
That's added. That's 1,597.5 square feet.
And I think that should be looked at just a little bit differently than... That's just my opinion.
They're not contesting that.
That's,
okay, just
that's,
for the
that's
floating beer.
Well, you're not, they're not contesting that.
Right, just for the floating beers.
Any other questions of Mr. Abbott? Since this is a public hearing, I've got to continue on with it. Thank you, sir.
Can I add one other thing?
Yes, sir.
I do have a, when you break down my income, I'm a Evinrude E-Tech new motor dealer there. And part between the yard and our motor part, and we service the boats there, it's 35-40% of our income. So it is a large chunk of our income.
Okay.
And then I wasn't sure if y'all were aware of that.
We are now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in support of this project? The project is out there, so the only thing we're dealing with is royalties. Anybody here opposed to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick?
Yeah, I move that remove the him from having to pay the royalties on the reconstruction of the existing facility, especially since he's it's a big maintenance job, and I understand because I own a marina that my mom wouldn't even walk out onto when we bought it. So I understand what it's like to have to rebuild one. It's almost identical, and it's less space, and I just think that we should eliminate the royalties on that. For that purpose, it is a replacement in kind. Just had to modernize some of the sizes and distance to be able to suit today's use.
But the royalties remain on the new
building?
Yeah, it would remain on
the new. Second to that motion?
Second
by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just reflecting again on the Warwick Yacht Club case, while these are slightly different, it seems to me that we did exempt the replacement of those finger piers, and this is right around the corner from that project. And I think in some ways similar, and it is a modernizing of the existing facility. But I think that the replacement could be exempted.
Point well made. I think enough has been said. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. The